This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Bozzy Kanani. After more than 45 years in Colorado Springs, the Pro Rodeo Hall of Fame and Museum is leaving town. CPR's Tony Gorman has more.
The Professional Rodeo Cowboys Association Board of Directors approved a non-binding memorandum of understanding to seriously consider moving the Pro Rodeo Hall of Fame and Museum to Cheyenne, Wyoming. A development group from the city approached the organization with a relocation proposal last year. The PRCA cited the city's plan to build an administrative building to house its headquarters and no state income tax as reasons for the move. The Pro Rodeo Hall of Fame and Museum has called Colorado Springs home since 1979. The anticipated move is set for 2029. I'm Tony Gorman, CPR News.
A college student at Fort Lewis College in La Plata County was arrested last week, accused of plotting to kill a fellow student. The 19-year-old allegedly tried to persuade two people to kill the student in exchange for cash. That's according to the Colorado Bureau of Investigation. He faces two felony charges, criminal solicitation for first-degree murder and unlawful possession of a weapon on college grounds. In your neighborhood or around town, you may have noticed some holiday lights lingering, but there are some places in Colorado where getting behind on getting those lights down could land you in court. A new ordinance in Snowmass Village means those festive lights can be displayed at homes only until January 31st. Businesses, however, can keep their lights twinkling through the end of March. The town says this is to reduce light pollution and to prevent attracting wild animals. Nearby Aspen also has similar rules. This is CPR News and KRCC.